Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time for some Friday night baseball as we kick off the weekend in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. A little less than 24 hours ago, they were celebrating with a Gatorade bath at second base. Bryce Matthews walked it off for the Woodpeckers. What's in store tonight? The Woodpeckers trying to win 3 of 4 against the visiting Carolina Mudcats. First pitch tonight, 7:05 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers radio booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, who will join us for first pitch tonight. And we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV for our video broadcast in this one. If you weren't with us last night, the Woodpeckers down to their final out, trailing by a run, linked together three straight singles, Sandro Gastón, Dari Lorenzo, and then Bryce Matthews, the walk-off winner to take it 3-2. And today, Fayetteville trying to guarantee a split of this home series with right-hander Manuel Urias on the mound opposite right-hander Will Rudy. We'll have more on the starters, their numbers, along with starting lineups coming up in a moment. But first, we'll step aside for a 30-second pause. When we come back, our feature conversation with the Woodpeckers' all-time stolen base leader. We sat down with infielder, outfielder, utility man out of Oral Roberts, Jackson Lofton, a couple of days ago after he broke the record for most stolen bases in a single season. We talk about that record and much, much more to help you get to know Jackson Lofton, a staple of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 2023. That conversation coming up next. First pitch tonight, 7:05. Glad to have you with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We return with Lofton. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Everybody, welcome inside of Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman joined by Jackson Lofton, the Woodpeckers' all-time stolen base leader. Accomplished the record just the other night, Tuesday night, stealing this bag right here. Second base, so appropriate that we sit down and talk to Jackson where a little bit of history was made. Jackson, congratulations on the new record. And I guess for pace of play purposes, you didn't want to go Ricky Henderson with it and lift the base out of the peg?
I don't think that's quite my style. It might have been fun, a little picture, but no, that's not really me.
You settled for the quick little wave, announcement around the stadium, a cool moment for you, but what transpired right thereafter might have been even more impressive. You weren't resting on the record. You took third, and then you stole home.
Yeah.
You stole all the way around the bases. What was your mindset during that sequence that said, hey, I'm not content with second, I want a couple more?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get as many as I can, so yeah, I guess the 37 was cool, but always looking for an opportunity to take another one. And so got the look I was wanting to get to third, and then stealing home was kind of wild. That's the first time I've ever done that. But the third baseman was playing way far back, and it was a lefty, so I could get way down there. And I got there on the first pitch, and nobody really looked at me. So I told Mazza, I was like, I'm going to go. He's like, all right. And so I just kind of kept walking, and then once he came set, there's kind of a lull when every pitcher comes set, they kind of think about stuff, so I was ready for it, and he did it, and I just took off. I was kind of nervous on the way. I don't know, it's kind of further than I thought, but ended up making it.
And you know there's going to be a throw at the plate, or at least a collision, but you got under that tag, and you were able to catch the lefty napping on the mound.
Ricky Rivera has really praised you for your studying of pitchers. It's not just, you know, get on base and I'm just going to run because I'm fast, but you study tendencies and what pitchers do. What tools do you utilize pregame to help you get ready to swipe with such a great success rate as you do on the bases?
Yeah, Coach Mazza does a really good job. He sends us out a scouting report video on the pitcher's tendencies, the times that he has to the plate, the amount of looks he does at second base, what his pickoff looks like, what his regular pitch looks like. And then you're just watching throughout the game. You know, some guys that like to pick a lot, maybe he's struggling a little bit, so he probably is not going to pick, so you might go on the first pitch, or a young guy, or a college guy, or just there's a lot of different factors that I'm always paying attention to. Mm-hmm.
You had the opportunity to go up to AAA earlier in the year with the Sugarland Space Cowboys, helped fill a roster spot during one of their road trips, and you had a lot of success at the AAA level. You connected for a few doubles over a handful of games, and what did that do just for you as kind of a motivation factor to experience that success at AAA, come back down here to Fayetteville, but know that you want to get back up to that level full time?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. Those guys were great. The whole coaching staff was super helpful. All the players, a lot of guys that have been to the big leagues, they were nicer to me than they needed to be. Just welcoming, whatever questions I had, they were there to answer. And it was a lot of fun, yeah, to see kind of that level of baseball and know that, you know, I can play here too. So it was fun to be able to do that and have some success there.
You're a Texas kid too. I think some of the family got to see you play at the AAA level. Is that right?
Yeah, my girlfriend, my parents, cousins, grandparents, yeah. Some of them, it was their first time seeing me play professional, so that was fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And you grew up in the Houston area. Here you are as a Houston Astros minor league ball player. Tell me about some of your earliest memories with the going to Houston Astros games, or just some of your favorite players growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I was at games when my mom was pregnant with me, and then just from all the way up, we had season tickets for a while. We sat right behind home plate, so that was fun. And then, you know, even when in the 100 lost seasons, we were at probably 6, 7, 8, 10 games a year. Yeah, I grew up Craig Biggio fan. I always wore number 7 because he did. Yeah, there's a lot of memories. We were at the 05 Game 3 of the World Series, I think. So yeah, it's a lot of early memories are there at that stadium, running the bases and doing different stuff like that.
Jeff Bagwell's made it out here once this year, yeah, to coach guys and just work on hitting, fielding. Is there a starstruck element,
yeah,
at all when he's coaching you up?
Very wild, yeah. My brother wore number 5 because he wore number 5, so kind of a cool thing there. But yeah, it was obviously grew up watching him play as well. And so we're at spring training and I went up and introduced myself and we just talked. He's like, oh, you're from Houston, that's cool. I was like, yeah, I grew up watching you play, whatever. But yeah, when he was here earlier in the season, we got to hit in the cage, pretty much just me and him, and that was a cool deal. My dad was super excited about that, so yeah.
You mentioned your brother. Was baseball always the primary sport of the family growing up, or did you guys play a variety of sports?
We played them all. Yeah, my dad played them all growing up. I think baseball was his favorite. I played baseball, basketball, and football all the way through high school. Whichever one was in season was my favorite. I was always better at baseball, but I enjoyed playing basketball and football a lot.
Yeah. Baseball became the exclusive sport for you come college, Sam Houston State, and then eventually Oral Roberts, where you finished up your college career. They made a nice little run in the College World Series this year. How much were you keeping up with some of your former teammates during that trip to Omaha?
Yeah, I was talking to a bunch of them. It was very cool. Very cool to watch and follow the games. And we had them on in the locker room. And of the guys that went to college, that was the only school left from us, so everybody was kind of rooting for them. So it was a fun deal to follow.
Do you have a preferred spot on the diamond, or is it just kind of whatever gets your bat in the lineup?
It'll always be shortstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I grew up playing, and it's the most fun. I'm kind of in the most control, but I enjoy being able to play all of them and having sort of a versatility.
Couple more quick hitters just to get to know a little bit about you, Jackson. You know, I've seen you out at the golf course once before. We've run into each other just crossing paths on the golf course, golf carts. But who is the best golfer on the team? Is that you or is that somebody else in the clubhouse?
It's not me, and I'm not sure there's a one best golfer. We're all pretty bad. it goes day by day. some days it could be me. Everybody's pretty average, pretty below average probably.
As long as you go out there and have fun.
We all have a great time, and we make it a competition, so it's great.
That's what it's all about. I know you're a little bit of an outdoorsman as well, and I think you have to be growing up in Texas, but in the off-season, hunting or fishing, what's the preferred thing for you?
Probably hunting, but I do both. Uh-huh. Yeah, I grew up doing both. My grandparents have a ranch, so we would do it out there. Deer, dove, ducks, and catching mostly bass and maybe some catfish too.
All right, you just have dinner in one day. Go out there, catch dinner, bring it home.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready for the first pitch of our Friday night ball game. And here comes Manuel Urias down the hill. He gets a swing and a foul ball from Gregory Barrios. And we are underway. 7:07 first pitch time tonight in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. And a little muggy, but pretty mild temperatures, 80 degrees. A little bit of rain in the area today. Cloudy skies above our heads, but no rain in the forecast. Here at first pitch, Greg, glad to have you, Andrew Chapman, alongside Colin Casey on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. 1-1 the count on Barrios, and the Woodpeckers starter, Manuel Urias, spins one outside for a ball. It is 2-1. Game 4 of the 6-game series between the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate and the Houston Astros single-A ball club. A pop fly behind home, and that'll get foul. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Gregory Barrios. The Woodpeckers walking off the Mudcats yesterday, 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, stealing away a game in which they trailed 2-1 down to their final out, final strike in the ninth inning. They got 3 straight singles, and Bryce Matthews delivered the game winner in the bottom of the ninth to grab the second win in 3 games. And now a fastball strikes out Barrios. High heater got him, and Manuel Urias picks up out number 1 on the K. Daniel Gilarte is stepping up. He bats second tonight for the Mudcats. Plays at second base. Taden Hall hits third. Luke Adams, the DH and cleanup hitter. Jose Cibrian catching, bats fifth. Jay Savina, the right fielder, is sixth. And the 7-9 are Yadier Arenado, the third baseman. Kalen Nicasio, the center fielder. And Rady Mercado batting ninth and playing in left. First pitch pop-up. Right side towards the tarp. Ferreira sprinting over and runs out of room. That ball lands into the stands. And it's a 1-strike count on Daniel Gilarte, a .291 batter on the year, no home runs, and 26 RBIs for the righty. Manuel Urias, originally from the Sinaloa, Mexico region, carries a 3-0 record and a 4.21 ERA into tonight's game. His fourth start and 20th appearance, 16 games out of the bullpen, which primarily were in June and July. Breaking ball down and outside. And it's 1-ball and 1-strike on Gilarte. Next pitch. Sticks the bat out, sends a liner out to second over the leap of Jaron Williams and out into the right center field alleyway. Jackson Lofton picks it up, gets it back onto the diamond, and Gilarte has a 1-out single. It brings up Taden Hall. Just a couple more numbers for Manuel Urias. Over 36 and a third innings this year, he has struck out 41, walked 12, and allowed 17 earned runs, 4 long balls on the year. So here is Taden Hall into the left side, .250 hitter, no home runs and 12 RBIs. First pitch his way is checked and called a strike. 0-1 on Taden Hall. The Woodpeckers off their walk-off yesterday, 45-54 overall. They're 15-18 in the second half of play. Lead this series 2-1 against the 53-43 overall Carolina Mudcats. Pitch down and outside. And it evens at 1-1 on Hull.
Mudcats been playing some really good baseball as of late, but you look at the standings, that lead now just 2 on Lynchburg, so starting to feel the rest of the field start nipping at their heels.
Yep, Hillcats have won 4 in a row, now 2 games back of Carolina, who are 20-13 in the second half. The runner going, the pitch is outside, the throw down from Guilmette is high. That pulled Matthews off of the bag, and Guilarte slides in there with a stolen base. Guilarte into scoring position. After his single, the Mudcats have scored a run, at least a run, in each of the last two games. Yesterday, they traded runs with the Woodpeckers in the first inning, had a 2-1 lead up until that comeback ninth. Next pitch to Hall, shorts the plate, and Guilmette puts the chest protector in front of it. Keeps the runner at second base, and it's 3-1 on Taden Hall. A really solid 407 on-base percentage for Hall, who has that unorthodox batting stance, really sits back on the left leg, opens up the front side, and rests those hands low below the left shoulder. A couple of peeks towards second base as Urias delivers and missed up high. A walk to Taden Hall follows the single, and Urias will work with 2 on, 1 away. Luke Adams coming up to the plate. And as he steps in, let's work around the Woodpeckers' defense in this one.
We saw moments ago Garrett Guilmette uncorking the throw behind the plate. Pascanel Ferreras, usually a middle infielder, playing first base today. Jaron Williams at second. Bryce Matthews, a shortstop. And Ryan Johnson over at the hot corner. Left to right in the outfield, Tyler Whitaker, Jackson Lofton, and Cam Fisher for first-year manager Ricky Rivera.
First pitch to Adams is a changeup that hits the target, strike one. Powerful right-handed batter, Adams. He's been the cleanup man all week long. 9 home runs, second on the club behind Jay Savina. 41 RBIs and a .241 batting average. The pitch from Urias is taken for strike two. He went to another changeup and had that one pretty center cut. Good pitch to hit, but Adams might have been looking for something else. He does take a lot of walks. He's a power hitter, but he's also a patient hitter. 66 walks, and he has a .433 on base percentage. One of the best figures in the entire league. Pitch down in the dirt, blocked by Guilmette. Hit him in the mask. He gets the throw down to third, but it's not in time. Another breaking ball that shorted out in front of home plate. Guilmette got hit right in the forehead of the catcher's mask. Ball went right out in front of him, so he was able to make a play. Taden Hall holds at first base. Now runners on the corners. For Luke Adams, that .433 on base percentage is actually the number one figure in the league. And now he hits a deep fly way out in left center field. Whitaker going back, gets to the track, looks up. It is out of here. A 3-run home run for Luke Adams. Number 10 on the season, and it's a big one. A 3-0 lead right out of the gate for Carolina. RBIs number 42, 43, and 44 for the big right-handed cleanup hitter.
That's a breaking ball. Caught way too much of the plate against a guy like Adams. He'll make you pay every single time. Two-strike pitch. I think Urias wanted to throw that down to the bottom of the zone, try to get a chase swing from Adams, but he teed that one up well. And another big first inning for the Carolina Mudcats.
Yep, they had 2 runs in the first inning on Wednesday night, the run in the first yesterday, and now a big crooked number, a 3 spot off the barrel of Luke Adams. Jose Cibrian into the right side, and he's in an 0-1 count. Next pitch, gets him swinging and missing. Good challenge fastball by Urias, who's now given up his 5th home run and just short of 37 innings of work, so it's been a little bit of an issue for him, but not really as of recent. He had gone 4 games in July without giving up a home run, 4 previous outings up until today. First home run given up since he allowed a pair of them here at home against Kannapolis on the 3rd of July. Missed outside, and it's 1-2 on Jose Cibrian, the catcher, who has a really solid average of .292, 7 home runs and 35 RBIs this year, 22 runs scored. 1-2 pitch is popped up. It's up the middle of the diamond. Bryce Matthews waving both of his arms in the sky and calling for it, making the catch directly behind the second base bag for the second out of the inning. So a much-needed out for Manuel Urias on the heels of the three-run home run, and now he will face Jay Savina, who went deep yesterday.
In the last three games, Carolina now with 6 runs over the last 3 first innings. It makes what Jose Fleury did in the opener all that more impressive, striking out the side.
First one to Avina, tails outside, and it's 1-0, missed with the slider. Nice little home run race now that Jay Savina, Luke Adams are having down the final month of the regular season. Avina with 11, Adams now with 10. Avina came into yesterday's game with 10, but socked a solo home run into the rocking chairs in left center. That made it a 2-1 game, and it was the go-ahead run for quite some time until that bottom of the ninth. Avina chops one foul left side. And it's 1-2 on the Reno, Nevada native.
Avina now in the top 10 home runs, tied with former Woodpecker Zach Cole, who's promoted but still leads the team by a pretty comfortable margin.
Tim Elko is still your Carolina League leader. Avina pops this one up directly behind home plate. Guilmette gives it a look, but that'll come down foul on the roof of Segra Stadium. That's how dominating Tim Elko was in terms of home runs. He's been gone for about a month now up in high A Winston-Salem, but his 17 home runs still has a 2-home run lead over the field. Avina strikes out swinging. Manuel Urias gets a couple of quick outs right after the 3-run home run, but a big statement swing out of the gates for Carolina. Luke Adams, 10th of the year, gives Carolina the 3-run advantage as Will Rudy goes to the mound, and Matthews, Baez, Whitaker get ready to step to the plate when we come back to Segra Stadium, just underway on a Friday night in Fayetteville.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. It's Friday and the weekend is here, and so is Bunker. Make some noise. Hey fans, it's time for the Corona Hard Seltzer seat upgrade of the game. Thanks to Corona Hard Seltzer, these fans are enjoying La Vida Mas Fina at the Woodpeckers ballpark. All right. For the Mudcats, Will Rudy. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 6, Bryce Matthews.
We're underway in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, bottom of the first inning, and Will Rudy's first pitch to Bryce Matthews. Splits through the middle of the zone for a called strike, nothing and one on the first round pick, Bryce Matthews, who delivered the game-winning swing last night in the bottom of the ninth inning. The single down the left field line. Now he knuckles one on the ground, right side, picked up off the bag by Hall. He'll underhand flip to Rudy scampering over, and he taps the bag for the first out. Matthews retired. It brings up Luis Baez, who DHs tonight for Fayetteville. Tyler Whitaker hits third, and then the lefty Cam Fisher is the cleanup hitter. Ryan Johnson is 5th and Garrett Guilmette 6th. The 7 through 9 are Jaron Williams, Pascanel Ferreras, and Jackson Lofton. The lineup card introduced by Woodpeckers first-year manager Ricky Rivera. And here's the first pitch to Baez. It's a strike. Nothing and one on a changeup. Will Rudy, the 5th-round draft pick in 2022, comes into tonight's game with a 5-2 record, a 3.59 ERA, and 15 games all starts. Missed inside, 1-1 on Baez now. 68 even innings of work for him, 61 strikeouts over that stretch, and 18 walks. Baez stays off a low and away slider. And it is 2 balls and 1 strike on the Woodpeckers DH this evening. 318 batter. Added to the roster in mid-July. No home runs, 10 RBIs. He did double yesterday for a ninth time this year. Chased a slider low and away, the pitch that he laid off a moment ago. He went after it a second time around, and now it's a 2-2 count. Will Rudy into the motion, pitches. And a broken bat, soft flare out into center, dropping fast, and it is down. Over Gilarte going out in front of Nicasia coming in. And Luis Baez with that strength, just able to push it out into short center for a one-out single.
We had one 112 off the bat in the middle of yesterday's ball game. That one at 67. Just shows how crazy of a game baseball can be. It was a fastball inside, well located by Rudy, but just pure strength from Baez to muscle it into center.
Yeah, base hits that come in all shapes and sizes and speeds. Tyler Whitaker fouls away the first pitch. He digs in for the first time tonight, playing left field today. Whitaker, a 256 hitter. A couple of hits yesterday, three home runs and 23 RBIs, putting together a pretty good series here against the Mudcats, and he's batting over 300 in the season series with Carolina. Takes a slider outside. It is 1-1 with one out, man at first. A 3-0 Carolina lead for Will Rudy before he even stepped to the mound tonight. Luke Adams, his 10th home run of the year into the left field bullpen, a 3-run shot. The 1-1 home, and Whitaker went through. A high changeup, but he wanted to hold up, but committed. One ball and two strikes. Whitaker, a combined 3-for-10 on the week with a couple of walks as well. He's also been aggressive on the bases. He's stolen three bags in this series, including one last night. 1-2 with one out. Rudy out of the stretch. Misses low, and it's backhanded by Cibrian. A good knockdown by the Carolina catcher to keep Baez down at first base. The Woodpeckers tonight for our radio audience are back in the home whites. Those classic whites with woodpeckers in white bordered in black across the chest. Small black numeral on the front of the uniform. A black numeral outlined in red along with a nameplate on the back of the jersey. 2-2 pitch. Whitaker fouls it between his feet. The Woodpeckers wear black belts, white pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and black batting helmets for the hitters. Meanwhile, Carolina is in their reds again today. A red ball cap, black bill, Mudcat logo on the front of the ball cap. A red uniform, Mudcats in white. A white number on the front and back of the jersey, a black belt, gray pant, and a red and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Whitaker started to swing on an up-and-in pitch. It grazed him on the hand. He shakes off that hand, indicates to the umpire he got plunked, and Corey Gerber says, yes, sir, down to first he go, and Whitaker will be on. So here's a nice opportunity for Fayetteville to try and cut into the 3-0 deficit. Cam Fisher is coming up to the plate. Let's work around the Carolina defense this one.
Brady Mercado out in left field. Kaylin Nicasia back in the lineup in center. Jay Savina in right. Yadier Arenado, the third baseman. Gregory Barrios at short. Daniel Gilarte at second. Taden Hall at first. Jose Cibrian doing the catching for Rudy.
Fisher foul tips into the mitt. And it's 0-1. Cam Fisher playing in his third game with Fayetteville today. He had the day off yesterday. A little bit of rest, so he's feeling fresh coming into this one and has an early RBI opportunity. Will Rudy, a check down to second base. The pitch to Fisher, and he cuts through a fastball. Nothing and two on Fisher, who tripled back on Wednesday. And an RBI triple in a ground ball that just snuck inside of the bag and then rolled all the way into the right field loading dock or down into the corner over there. The 0-2, and Fisher foul tips in and out of Cibrian's glove. So it'll stay 0-2 on the fourth-round pick out of UNC Charlotte, playing his pro ball about 2.5 hours from where he played his college ball. With the, I discovered online the other day that they're not called the 49ers, but the Diamond Niners. Their baseball program at UNC Charlotte, the Diamond Niners. And 0-2 strikes him out looking, and Fisher knew it. Swipes away some dirt on his way out of the box. An 85-mile-per-hour slider placed right on the inside. And Cam Fisher, the second out of the inning. Big strikeout for Will Rudy to bring Ryan Johnson up to the plate.
Fourth through four batters so far for Rudy. It's clear that the Woodpeckers having a bit of trouble picking up that slider. Tough to decipher it between his fastball. That's what makes Will Rudy so effective.
First outing in August for Will Rudy tonight on the road. And there's strike one on an outside edge slider to Johnson. He got the win his last time out on the road in Columbia, South Carolina. Gave up just 2 earned runs and 6 hits over 5 innings. It was his 5th winning decision of the year. First and second, the runners with 2 outs. A swing and a high fastball throw going up the middle of the diamond, and Baez is caught diving back into the bag. Cibrian cuts him down. Guillarte went to cover the bag, and off a big secondary lead, Baez a little late getting back, and that's the inning. Ryan Johnson gets the bat taken out of his hands. We go to the second. Carolina leading big early, 3-0.
Your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, "We want tacos" with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey, the weekend is here, and that's a great reason to smile. It's time for the Catlett Family Dentistry Smile Cam. The top of the second inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number 2, Yadier Arellano.
Manuel Urias back out on the mound for Fayetteville in the top of the second inning. Gets a first pitch check swing through a low breaking ball from Yadier Arellano, and it's 0-1. 3-run home run by Luke Adams in the first has Carolina up early 3-0. Urias pitches, and Arellano skies it out to right center. Routine for Jackson Lofton drifting over, but it'll be Cam Fisher instead making the call and taking over from right. He puts it away, one away in the second inning for Urias. He had to face 6 batters. Did strike out a couple despite the 3-run home run in the first. Now square off against Kaylan Nicasia and Rady Mercado, the 9-hitter standing on deck. So here's the lefty Nicasia in, 203 batter on the year, 5 home runs, couple of them coming against Fayetteville, and 29 RBIs. Fouls away the first pitch, and it's 0-1. His big highlight of the series, though, comes on the defensive end. 0-1 home, and it's inside, 1-1. He robbed Garrett Guilmette of a home run out to right back on Wednesday night. 1-1 pitch coming in. And he slides that back foot out of the way. A breaking ball missed down and inside. 2 balls and 1 strike on Kaylan Nicasia. 47 hits on the year along with 47 walks. He has a 322 on base. 2-1 pitch is lifted out into short center field. Matthews and Williams drifting out. But Whitaker coming in from left field and taking the play for out number 2.
And Whitaker looks really good out in left field, considering that yesterday when he made that diving catch, that was only his 3rd game out in left this year for the Woodpeckers. So starting to go back to those days of playing the outfield. We saw him out there a lot more compared to this year and hasn't really missed a beat.
2 up, 2 down, a quick start to the second inning for Urias. And now the 9-hitter into the left side, Rady Mercado. First pitch curveball over the top hook, and it's a strike, 0-1. Mercado in a short stint with Carolina so far, batting 150 with just 3 base hits, 3 runs scored as well. Extends way outside the zone to chase a changeup down and away. And Urias ahead, 0-2. He would like nothing more than a very snappy second after that laborious first. A foul ball straight back on a fastball. No balls and 2 strikes still on Rady Mercado. Mercado is a 22-year-old Born in January of 01, originally from the Dominican Republic, and signed internationally in 2018. Next pitch, just a little high and outside. And it's now one ball and two strike count on Mercado. This week, Mercado has played in two games, tonight being his second. Down to the dirt with the next pitch, it's 2-2. In his one game previous, he went 1-for-4 with a double. And there's been a lot of singles for the Mudcats in this series. They have, as a team, two doubles and now two home runs with the Adams home run. But aside from that, every single one of their hits have been singles. There's a backdoor breaking ball. Urias gets Mercado looking. That is strike three and a 1-2-3 frame for Manuel Urias. Much needed as he walks back to the dugout and holds the 3-0 lead firm. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Johnson, Guilmette, and Williams bat on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get ready for the Capital One Wallet Shuffle. Is it one, two, or three? If you guess one, you've won a high five. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number three, Ryan Johnson.
3-0 Carolina opening the bottom of the second inning. Ryan Johnson leads it off. The Woodpeckers five hitter and third baseman takes the first pitch outside from Carolina starter Will Rudy. Johnson was at the plate in the first. He was hitting with two outs, runners at first and second, but Luis Baez was cut off the bag and gunned down by Cibrian behind the plate, threw it up the middle of the diamond, and the tag was dropped down to get him sliding in. So Johnson freshens up, new count, takes outside, it's 1-1. Johnson, Guilmette, and then Jaron Williams to bat in the inning, and he takes the pitch inside. Already two home runs and two doubles for Ryan Johnson, the eighth rounder out of Pepperdine since he got to town. He's batting .333 in the early going, .400 on base percentage. Hits a hard ground ball right to shortstop. It's collected by Barrios, who's stepping to throw to first in time. And Ryan Johnson is the first out of the second inning. Brings up Garrett Guilmette.
Did pretty well off the bat of Johnson. Jammed a little bit, but still caught at 106, so couldn't have been jammed that much. Seen Will Rudy tack that inside half to these righties. A lot of fastballs, especially down and in.
First pitch, the Woodpeckers catcher hit hard out to the other middle infield spot. Guilarte, the second baseman, collects, throws to first. Two up, two down on two ground outs, and it'll bring up Jaron Williams. The Woodpeckers this year now 23-28 at home. They've gone 6-4 over their last 10 games. The walk-off win yesterday helped them take firm control of fifth place above the Augusta Green Jackets, but it has seemed like every night Fayetteville wins, so does Charleston. They won yesterday. Another ground ball shortstop. And Jaron Williams thrown out by Barrios. Middle infield staying busy in a very quick second for Will Rudy. Needed just five pitches to get three outs in the frame. And we are going back to break. Top third next with Carolina leading 3-0. You shake my
nerves and you rattle my brain. Fans, it's time for a fan favorite, knocker balls. Let's send it down to T-Bright with our contestants.
All right, we are ready. You guys ready to go? Yeah? All right, let's do it. On my count, we're going to knock them out. I need you guys to make some noise. boys, especially right here over Healy's. What's going on? All right, y'all ready? You go one and then done, and you go back. All right, ready? One, two, three, knock them out. Let's get it, let's get it. Oh, all right. All right, go back to your corners. Can you get up? You're good? All right, you're good. Shake it off. Back up just a little bit more. All right, ready? One, two, three, let's knock them out. Let's go, let's go. Oh, okay, you got a little strategy. Still didn't work, bro. Okay, let's try it again. One more time. You good? Last one. Last one. Ready? One, two, three, knock them out. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Oh, they both went down on that one. All right, let's give it up for our contestants today. Good job, guys. Good job. Thank you.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the shortstop, number 8, Gregory.
Two innings down, we're in the top of the third, and Carolina with a 3-0 lead. Top of the order leading it off, and now let's send it over to Colin Casey for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Chappie. A quick start to this inning as Barrios sends it into shallow right field, all the way in. Fisher to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Manuel Urias after his counterpart, Will Rudy, needed five pitches to get through the bottom of the second. So Barrios moves to 0-2 thus far. Now comes the part of the lineup that got things going offensively in the first inning for Carolina. Daniel Guillarte singled and came in to score on the Luke Adams 3-run home run. He gets a breaking pitch right there for strike one. Guillarte has had Fanfield's pitching number this year. Every single game, it seems like he has a hit, and he sends one in the air to right field. Fisher again over the shoulder makes the catch. So three pitches and two outs for Urias in the third. A couple of nice plays by Cam Fisher. It seemed like it was a bit of an adjustment him out in left field in his debut with the Woodpeckers a couple of nights ago. Did make a fielding error, but he looks more in his element out in right field tonight. Taden Hall trying to avoid the 1-2-3 inning. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Urias has now set down 7 in a row since the 3-run homer. And he gets a check swing roller outside of the bag. Four pitches, four strikes in the inning. Or five pitches, five strikes, I should say.
And he's been working, you know, working the zone pretty good, keeping out of the meaty part of the zone. Just one big mistake pitch to Adams cost him tonight.
Close pitch inside. And it's 1-2 on Hall, who has hit extremely well away from Five County Stadium this year, batting 290 in road games for Carolina. But he's late on the fastball, and Manuel Urias with another 1-2-3 inning. He picks up his fourth strikeout. Talk about a great rebound from Urias. And he keeps it at 3-0 Carolina as we go to the bottom of the third from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Where is he going to be?
Fans, tonight is Alzheimer's Awareness Night. The Woodpeckers want you to show your support for the fight against Alzheimer's by standing and showing off your purple. Do it now. Stand up if you're wearing purple.
Let's put you on.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 20, Pascanel Ferreras.
Home half of inning number 3 from Segra Stadium, the Carolina Mudcats leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-0. Will Rudy cruising on the mound through two innings, and he gets a fly ball from Pascanel Ferreras deep down the right field line, foul. 0-1. Ferreras playing in his third game with Fayetteville after a 3-for-3 debut where he reached four times. He went 0-for in game two, so that is a .500 average for him coming into today. 1-1 the count. Ferreras squaring off against one of his old teammates, Will Rudy, former YD Red Sox, as Ferreras sends it foul. He only made one start with Yarmouth Dennis. He was at the same time as Ferreras, being a middle infielder on the team. Ferreras from Western Carolina. And Will Rudy coming from Cal Poly, Pomona. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Great thing about the Cape League, you'll play with guys from all over the country. West Coast and East Coast. 2-2 to Ferreras. A check swing, he's able to hold back, and the count now full. Rudy has not issued a walk yet, but he did hit Tyler Whitaker with an inside fastball. He surrendered just the one base hit to Baez. Payoff pitch, and Ferreras takes strike 3. Perfect changeup from Will Rudy on the outside corner. He's got his second strikeout, and he is now set down 5 in a row. He's got the first out of the third. It's one thing he does well, those payoff pitches, every single time they're going to be in tough locations for hitters to do anything with. Now the 9-hitter, Jackson Lofton. Watch a strike 1, 43 stolen bases on the year now for Lofton. Eyeing that half-century mark. Still got plenty of time left to get there. Slider outside. He's hitting .203 on the season. 5 homers, 32 driven in. Rudy gets him to send one foul down the right field line. Sat down with you, Chappie, a little bit earlier in the week. Talked about that moment for him. Decided not to opt to go the Ricky Henderson route and for a number of reasons. He said it wasn't his style, but of course you got to worry about the pitch clock now.
Yeah, I think you'll cost your batter a strike there if you lift the base out of the peg.
Better to be safe than sorry. Stays 1-2.
I think that's more for big league records too, lifting the base out of the peg. Big accomplishment here in single A, but more records to be had in the future.
Breaking ball hit on the ground, foul. I don't think anyone's ever going to touch Henderson, though, at the big league level. He is miles ahead of Lou Brock, who is miles ahead of everybody else. Talk about unbreakable records. That certainly might be one of them for Ricky. Fouled straight back, and Lofton putting together a good at-bat against Rudy.
Even the pace that guys like Acuna are on and how many bases they're stealing, it still is nowhere near the pace that would be needed to break a record. You need a guy to come in, teenager, and for 20 years just do nothing but steal bases.
All right, 24 seasons for Ricky Henderson from 1979 to 2003, playing across 4 decades. The man of steel. Also is the all-time major league record in runs scored. 1-2 misses outside. Henderson playing for a number of teams. Never did make it to the Houston Astros or the Milwaukee Brewers, 10-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champion. Both with Oakland. Lofton finally puts one in play on the ground to short. Barrios charges and throws on to Hall for the second out. So for the first time really all game, Rudy having to battle. It was against the nine-hitter. Lofton made him work, but making six in a row set down now for Rudy. Bryce Matthews batting for the second time, and he is plunked as Rudy misses inside and hits his second batter of the ball game. That'll put Matthews aboard, keeps his on-base streak alive. But a painful way to get on, and we'll see if he's in motion with Luis Baez coming up. Just a couple of getaway pitches from Rudy, who's been locating his stuff extremely well outside of those two mistakes. Guess it's better off being that rather than right down the middle in a mistake pitch to a batter like Luis Baez, who swings through strike one. Baez dropped a single into shallow right center, but was caught at second on a back pick attempt to end that first inning. And there is strike two. Rudy bouncing back very quickly. Matthews, the hero last night, leads off a first. And the 0-2 sails up and in on Baez. That win last night for Fayetteville, 3-2 victory and come from behind fashion. The first time that Fayetteville this year at home have won a game in which they've trailed after the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. Foul tipped and held onto by Cibrian, and that'll be that in the third inning. Couple of strikeouts for Will Rudy. Matthews left aboard. We are through three innings at Segra Stadium. Carolina on top, 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We're in East Fayetteville. Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Chris and Angela Hoffland. There they are, cool as a fan. The Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 28, Luke Adams.
Well, the man responsible for the 3-0 Carolina lead leads it off in the top of the fourth inning. Luke Adams takes a breaking ball from Manuel Urias, called strike one. In the first, it was Adams who put a charge into one out to left center field and picked up his 10th home run of the season. He's been on a tear over the last 6 weeks or so. Pitch misses outside. Adams growing up just outside of Chicago. He's now driven in 44 runs to go along with those 10 long balls. Close pitch looked good from Urias, but called a ball, 2-1. Dark clouds hanging around, but also a little bit of blue skies peeking through as the sun continues to set in downtown Fayetteville. Adams with a lunging swing and mad at himself as he gives himself a couple of words of encouragement or maybe discouragement. It's 2-2. Urias working quickly, and Adams takes strike three. That one lower than the one that was called a ball, and I think Adams not happy about that. He goes down looking. Manuel Urias now with 5 strikeouts, and he has retired 9 in a row since Adams took him deep.
Yeah, something clicked for him in that little sequence right thereafter. Got the pop out of Cibrian, a strike out of Avina. Feels like his fastball is really in command right now ever since that moment, and he's working with a good pace.
Chopped up the third baseline. Nice play made by manager and third base coach Victor Estevez. Tosses the ball to the dugout. 0-1 on Jose Cibrian, his catcher, who has seen a big-time jump in his power numbers from last year to this year. Urias gets ahead now, nothing in two. He had a 3.32 slugging percentage last year. He's now up over 500 in 2023. Started to hit the ball a lot harder. Chops it foul. 7 home runs. Now up over double digits and doubles. He's got 10 of those to match his jersey number. 0-1 so far today. He popped out. Urias gets another pop-up from him. Ferreras, the first baseman, gives it a look, but that will land over the dugout and hit the seats. Urias, thanks to him being able to retire 9 in a row, has gotten his pitch count back in a solid pace. He's got one out in this fourth inning, and he's ready to throw his 55th pitch of the outing. From the windup, here it is. And a fastball, hair low. He met try to frame it. Been sitting consistently in the low 90s, 91, 92 for Manuel Urias to complement the low to mid curveball in the 70s. And there it is. Got that one though up to 78. And he picks up his third straight strikeout. He now ties a season high and a career high in single A with his 6th punch out.
A couple of nights now where you had some early concerns about the starter, but really good adjustment second time through the order. You had Chirinos work into the 5th last night when you thought his day was on the brink of being done, and Urias has been nothing but perfect since that tough first inning.
He struck out 6 last time. It was June 28th. Only went 3 2/3 innings in that game, which is the mark he's at right now currently. One of his better outings, though. Did walk 3 batters, but just the 1 run given up on 1 hit. That was a start against the Cannonballers. Goes to the curveball against Jace Avina. Misses low. It's 2-1 on the powerful righty. And a fastball misses in on Avina, who probably would be happy to see the lefty come in. Trey Dombrowski is scheduled to come in later in this ball game. Avina's averaged about 100 points higher this year against Southpaws. But he's able to draw a walk against the right-hander and end the streak at 10 in a row retired by Urias. A 2-out walk gives Yadier Arenado a chance with Avina at first. Arenado. He is 0-1. A fly ball on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. Out to Cam Fisher and Wright. Runner on the move. First pitch, a ball. The throw down. The tag is in time. Perfectly placed by Williams. A dart from behind the plate by Garrett Guillemette. And Avina caught stealing as Urias faces the minimum in the fourth. We go to the bottom half. Victor Estevez livid with that call by Brandon Schmidt on the bases. He'll continue this conversation while we'll take a break. Woodpeckers trail 3-0.
Cheerleading. Congratulations to the Omega All-Star cheerleading team. Let's give it up for them, everybody. Yes, indeed. They raised $1,575 for their organization by selling tickets, and they sold 315 tickets in order to get this donation from the Woodpeckers. So, ladies, congratulations to you on behalf of the Woodpeckers for your donation here. $1,575. You go, Omega All-Star Cheerleading. Yes, indeed. And listen, if your organization would like to raise money, see someone at the ticket rep up at the booth, okay? And you can get more information on that. There you go. Congratulations. Let's make some noise for Omega All-Star Cheerleading. Yeah!
We have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Will Rudy back on the mound for his fourth inning. And he'll face Tyler Whitaker to begin the home half of the fourth. Carolina leads 3-0. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy that you're spending your Friday night with us on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast network, whether you be listening or watching. Whitaker hits second pitch on the ground to third. Coming up firing is Arenamo. And it's a routine out number one. Whitaker retired for the first time tonight after he was hit in the first inning. And cleanup man Cam Fisher trying to solve what's been a very difficult Will Rudy to pick up for Fayetteville tonight. He's gotten a lot of ground ball outs. That is now six for the Carolina right-hander and Brewers' fifth-round pick from last year's draft. 1-0 on Fisher, went down looking his first time up. It was a similar pitch to that, the changeup down and in. That one looked like it caught the zone, but instead it's 2-0 on Fisher, the powerful lefty and Tennessee native. Takes a big cut, fouls it back. He had that triple a couple of nights ago on Wednesday. It was his first triple since March of his freshman year at Charlotte. He's ahead now 3-1. March 22nd, that triple came against Campbell University just down the road. So his last two triples coming within a 10-mile radius as the fastball misses outside and Fisher coaxes a one-out walk. That is the first walk issued by Rudy. He has hit two batters. And Fayetteville trying to get on the board after surrendering three in the first inning. The bats just have not caught up yet.
Well, that was the story last night, right, Colin? I mean, Fayetteville was down a run. They had multiple base runners and multiple innings. Just couldn't get that big hit. It finally arrived, final outs of the ninth. But again, today you're going to be waiting for that one guy in the lineup to strike for a big one.
Ryan Johnson gets one in on his hands. He is 0-1. 1-0, rather. Johnson, a ground out hit sharply to short in his first AB. Pitch gets away from Cibrian, but stays in front of him. No advance from Fisher. Johnson, the former Pepperdine Wave. He's a Houston Astros legend that came out of Pepperdine. Guy by the name of Mike Scott. One of the more dominant arms in the 1980s. Runner on the move, pitch outside Cibrian. He's got a cannon, the throw down, but the tag is late. Duarte unable to get Cam Fisher, who swipes second. He's in a bit of discomfort coming up. Might have just also been dusting off that right pant leg. Either way, he's in scoring position. And he's got his first stolen base of his Carolina League career. 3-0 on Johnson, who takes a called strike. Johnson's teammate, John Peck, who was drafted a round earlier by Detroit, he made his professional debut yesterday in the FCL with the Tigers. Johnson, hard on the ground, past the lunge of the shortstop Barrios into left field. Fisher held up by Rivera at third. Ryan Johnson just keeps on raking here in the Carolina League, and the Woodpeckers have him at the corners with one down against Rudy.
Yeah, showing in a really advanced approach ever since he got to town. The breaking ball that was about knee-high, waited for it to cut a little bit so he wasn't trying to turn on it too far inside, and just squared it up at the perfect point. It didn't even look like he swung 100%, just kind of guiding that ball to left field, find a hole, get on base.
Garrett Gilmet trying to bring home that opening run for Fayetteville. Takes a slider down and away. He also grounded out as part of a 1-2-3 second inning for Rudy, where he got three quick ground balls on five pitches. Gilmet swinging for the fences and gets over the top of that fastball. Well located again by Rudy. Fourth of six games this week between these two teams, and just two games left on this homestand for Fayetteville, and Guillemet is hit by the pitch and in frustration tosses his bat aside. Third batter that Will Rudy has hit in this ball game, and that will load the bases for Jaron Williams. Fayetteville crowd not happy with the lack of control, and evidently neither is Michael O'Neill, the pitching coach. He's going to have a conversation.
Yeah, they're just those getaway fastballs that end up in a vulnerable spot. Whitaker got grazed on the hand earlier, and that time Gilmet almost got popped on the wrist or the top of the hand somewhere. I think he has some guard on that left wrist, so he'll be all right. But it's obviously frustrating when you're coming up, tying run, and you want that base hit. That's part of it. And then you end up kind of getting the bat taken out of your hands by a getaway fastball. But now you have those tying runs on base, and it'll come down to the bottom three guys of the order, Williams, Ferreras, and Lofton, to try and cut into this scoreless game so far.
Bat taken out of the hands of Gilmet, but put into the hands of former Toledo Rocket Jaron Williams, who hit .403 last year, won MAC Player of the Year this spring with the Rockets. And of course, stole a school record in Division I, leading 49 bases, but right now, he's looking for a base hit with the bases loaded. Fisher at third, Johnson at second, Gilmet at first. All 2023 draft picks on the base paths, one at the plate. And Johnson, or Williams rather, takes ball one from Rudy. One out. Rudy now over 60 pitches. This will be 62. The 1-0. And Williams with a very late swing. Can't catch up to the fastball. Both teams with two hits thus far. Carolina with the big one, the three-run tank from Adams. 1-1. This is downstairs. Some stirring going on now in the Carolina bullpen. Nobody throwing just yet. They are on high alert. The 2-1. Slider down and away. We'll see if Williams opts to lay off here with Rudy struggling with his command. As Ferreras is on deck, Fayetteville trails by three. Rudy's 3-1. Low ball four, and that'll walk in a run. In comes Fisher, who will walk to begin the rally. Woodpeckers on the board, 3-1, and the tying run now in scoring position.
One of those spots where you obviously come up to the plate trying to do some damage with the bat, but as that at bat progresses, you have to adapt. You have to be able to reel yourself back and wait for that perfect pitch. Good pull back by Williams to wait for the perfect one. Never arrive, take the RBI, keep the line moving.
As Ferreras takes a ball low from his former Cape League teammate. He went down looking his last time up, but that feels like a lifetime ago now with how long of a fourth inning this has been for Rudy. And off speed, just off the plate. Nope, called a strike. Late strike call there from Corey Gerber. Sun glaring off the buildings in downtown Fayetteville. The lights coming on. Lights coming on in the Fayetteville offense as well in this fourth. Ferreras, jam shot over to short. Could be a tough turn. The throw gets away, and it's into right field. Here comes the tying run to score. Gilmet all the way around from second. It's a fielder's choice, and the throwing error ties the ball game 3-3. Gregory Barrios with a low throw for Guillarte, the second baseman. And the nightmare inning continues for Will Rudy and the Carolina Mudcats.
Well, you know, a harder struck ground ball probably is that inning-ending double play, but it was not hit all that well by Ferreras. Died a little in the grass, then Barrios had Gilmet to deal with in the baseline. He just ended up rushing a throw to second to try and get the double play going, and it was off target as a result.
Jackson Lofton takes ball one outside, and Chappie, a rare mistake from this Mudcats defense that has been exceptional all week long. We've seen them make some incredible plays to help out their pitching, and that time Barrios just short arms the throw. And now Lofton deep down the left field line, but he's a bit out in front. It'll soar foul. Lofton, his first time up, a ground out to Barrios at short. A three-run inning in the fourth has pulled Fayetteville back even. Rudy from the stretch, and Lofton fouls it back. After a ground out from Whitaker to begin the fourth inning, five straight Woodpeckers have reached base. Fisher walked, Johnson the single, Gilmet hit by a pitch, and a walk from Williams with the bases loaded. And Ferreras reaching on the fielder's choice, coupled with the error. Both runners moving, pitches a ball, the throw down on the back end, and Ferreras is caught stealing second. Jose Cibrian, not fooled by the double steal, gets the trailing runner. Williams easily into third with a stolen base, but now two down. That's got to feel good for Rudy. Starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel, but the tying run, the go-ahead run, rather, at third for the Woodpeckers. Lofton swings and misses, and just like that, the inning comes to an end. So the Woodpeckers get a bit aggressive on the bases, and it might have cost them in the end, but not before they score three times, and we have a brand new ball game going into the fifth inning from Segra Stadium. 3-3 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirt toss. Make some noise. Get a little but down on the low key. But you know how it feels. I saw a shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to walk out. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number two, Yadier Arellanamo.
Yadier Arellanamo, the 7-8-9 hitters due up for Carolina in a brand new ball game. Three runs in the bottom and fourth for Fayetteville, sets the table for Manuel Urias back on the mound. He starts off the inning with a strike at the letters, and let's send it over to Andrew Chapman for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. Manuel Urias, one of his longest outings of the year as he misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike. Urias had gone four innings Just one other time this season. That was on the 3rd of July. One more out, and it'll be a season-long day for him. He gets a swing and miss on a slider from Arenamo, and it is one ball and two strikes. Arenamo has gone 0-for-1 today with a flyout to right field. Across this entire series, he's 3-for-9 over 3.5 ball games. The 1-2 coming home. Ground ball pulled left side towards third. It is brought in by Johnson. A step and a throw to first. Across in time for the first out. And Arenamo is set down. Urias has given up just one walk, a single base runner since that three-run home run, the three-run first inning. At one point, he retired 10 in a row before he gave up that walk, and now 10 of the last 11. He has not given up a hit since the first. One away in the fifth inning, and now a season-long day for the Fayetteville starter. Here is Kalen Nicasia, and the pitch is outside. All level 3-3 on the getaway throw towards second base off the Pasquinel Ferreras, the grounder towards short. A check swing on a slider, or a fastball to the outside. And it is 1-1 on Nicasia. 0-for-1 with a short fly ball out into left. Swings and bounces this towards the first base side dugout stairwell. And it is 1-2 on Nicasia. He's been pretty quiet this week on the road. He doesn't have a hit yet in the series. In over three games now, he's gone a combined 0-for-5. He has struck out twice. And lines this left side over the leap of Matthews, and there is his first base hit of the series. He goes into the opposite field with a single and one out base runner for Carolina, their first base hit since the Adams home run.
Cassie, a guy who can run after an inning where you give up three runs, give up the lead, you might want to try to get a bit of a spark on the bases. So we'll see if Victor Esteves decides to send him in motion, try to get that runner in scoring position and be aggressive.
Now at the bottom of the order, ready Mercado. Nicasia breaking for the first pitch, and the throw is lofted out into left center field. Whitaker camped underneath it, makes the catch. Big throw going to first. Nicasia dives back in. It's not in time, but Whitaker with a cannon made it awful close down at first. He almost doubled him up. Nicasia was all the way at second base, had to run all the way back 90 feet to just get in there in time with a head-first dive.
He plays third base for a reason. He's got a heck of an arm, and he showed it off right there. We saw a similar play way back in April. Ryan Clifford caught a runner going back to first base like that with an absolute laser from left field, but Whitaker just a hair too late, still an impressive throw.
There's action in both bullpens here in the top of the fifth. Two outs, tied 3-3 game. Ian Fago is warming out there for Fayetteville, and for the Mudcats, it's Chase Costello. 1-0 as Urias falls behind Gregory Barrios. Up above the shoulders, out of the stretch, takes a long pause. Nicasia breaking for second. He slipped out of the blocks, and a low throw gets away. Rolls into shallow center, and Nicasia will swipe second base despite the stumble. Darren Williams almost had it in the mitt, but it just got out of the webbing, and he kind of tapped his chest afterward as to say, my bad on dropping that one. Guilmette almost caught his second runner stealing in the game.
I still think that throw was a little bit late, though. It took a little bit of time for Guilmette to get it there. Nicasia, pretty good recovery after stumbling out of the gates.
1-1 the count. Here it is from Urias. And it's down low. Good block by Guilmette.
And the thing is, if you're Urias right now, you recognize where your pitch count's at. This is likely your final batter of the game. There's no reason to focus on Nicasia right now, especially with two outs. Just get the man in Barrios at the plate. You're back in the dugout with a really strong bounce-back outing.
Reyes trying to complete a five-inning start for the first time this year. Already a season-long day. And here's a ground ball shot foul left side. And it'll get to 2-2 on Barrios. With Nicasia's single, he is the 12th different Mudcat player to have a hit in this series. They're a lineup that doesn't depend on just one guy. But just about every position player outside of Chirinos, Jesus Chirinos, oddly enough, the July player of the month in the Carolina League, has a hit this week in the series.
How about that?
Very strange. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch from Urias. It squeezes inside on Barrios. Fills up the count 3-2. This will probably be the last opportunity for Urias to complete five innings. He's at 75 pitches, right about the cap. And this is now a season-high pitch count for the Fayetteville right-hander. A 76 even after that third ball. Next one home, popped up, drifting over towards the third base dugout, and out of play onto the concourse. So Barrios will force Urias to throw one more. Six strikeouts, two walks, and three hits allowed to this stage for the Woodpeckers starter. Ian Fago ready out there in that left field bullpen if they need him. Barrios 0-for-2 trying to end a hitless day. And on a long pause, here comes another payoff. It's popped up off behind home plate. Guilmett chasing it back and watching it land foul. Into the seats it goes. And Urias will have to try another in a long at bat. It's really his final chance to get that third out, and it's going to turn into his one of his longer battles today, which you don't always like as a starter. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat to Barrios. Urias has already struck him out and got him to pop out to second base. Go ahead, run at second in a 3-3 game. The pitch home is a strike three swing. Barrios down and inside when chasing after it. Urias closes a season-long five innings with seven Ks and coming off of four scoreless innings of work. Great day for the Woodpeckers starter. We're halfway through it all level. 3-3 the score on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
Sad as I can be, all by myself in uncharted island in an endless sea. What makes me happy?
Fans, it's time to play Olsen Ortho Guess That Smile. Take it away, T. Bright.
All right, Bells, you ready for this? You have a beautiful smile, darling, okay? Here we go. We're going to guess that smile. And I need your help on this one, all right? Bells can use it too. Here we go. Guess the smile. Where are we at? All right, whose smile is this? Is it A, B, or C? Do you even know these people? What do you think? What do you think? They're going with C. What do you think? Woo! Okay, C. Yeah, all right, Candace Parker. Yeah, C's get degrees all the time. We got it. What's next? So white and pearly. All right, A, B, or C? What do you think? A. Yeah, it's saying A. I think that's A. What do you think? Ah, yes, A. Ronald Reagan, okay. Ooh, what about this one? Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, or Julio Jones? Who you got? B. Okay, it's going with B. Is that Terrell Owens? Yes, it is. All right, Bells, I see you. All right, let's give it up for Bells, everybody. Great job, yeah.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Real Rudy. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number six, Bryce Matthews.
Tied up 3-3 in the bottom of the fifth in our Friday night ball game. Bryce Matthews leads it off and fouls away the first pitch from right-hander Will Rudy. Manuel Urias, Woodpeckers starter, goes a season-long five innings. He's probably done. Now Rudy will try and go five as well. Went three scoreless before giving up the three runs in the fourth inning. Not all of those will be earned due to a throwing error. Slider missed outside on Matthews, and it's one ball and one strike. Woodpeckers leadoff hitter, the first-round pick, has bounced out to the first baseman, also been plunked, and takes strike two at the knees on a pretty well-located slider. The walk-off single yesterday in the bottom of the ninth inning. He hadn't put a ball in play prior to that single that won the game. So his biggest swing came in the biggest moment to give the Woodpeckers the upper hand in this series entering tonight. 1-2 pitch gets him looking. A fastball on the outside corner to Matthews. Well, Rudy's done a good job of keeping the ball down today with his fastball and his slider. He's pitched low and in. He's pitched low and inside, low and outside as well. And this is probably one of the better versions of Will Rudy that we've seen in the head-to-head season series, despite that fourth inning where the defense was a little rocky behind him. Here comes the pitch to Luis Baez, starting his at-bat, and a well-struck ground ball bounces towards shortstop. Barrios with the pickup and the put-out over at first. Two quick outs for Rudy. as Baez rolls out. And Tyler Whitaker comes up to the plate. He's been hit today, grazed on the hand, and also is grounded out to third.
Right on cue, another ground ball induced by Rudy, keeping everything down, like you said. Really strong location of making sure he doesn't give anything up to the top of the strike zone. And that's something that Carolina's done well all series. Fayetteville, other than the continuation game home run from Ryan Johnson, they have not homered in the official start of this series, at least since then.
The Carolina bullpen was working in the last inning. Rudy getting ready to throw his 80th pitch. Here it is, and Whitaker flies it. Short right field, Avina drifting in. Can't find it in the lights, and finally at the last second he does. Gilarte was going to take over out there, but Avina found it in the dying moments right before it came down to planet Earth. And Whitaker flies out, a 1-2-3 inning for Will Rudy, and he's gone five tonight on the road in a tie game, 3-3, going to the sixth.
It's in the house. Go ahead, take your time. And guess what? It's their first game ever. All right. You want a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers, first timers. So cool. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 48, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Mudcats, the second baseman, number 5, Daniel Gilarte.
The Woodpeckers have gone to the bullpen in the top of the sixth inning. Left-hander Trey Dombrowski relieves tonight and gets a first pitch foul tip into the mitt from Daniel Gilarte to begin the inning. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Trey Dombrowski, the Woodpeckers strikeout leader, 106 over 88 and two-thirds. Tandems with Urias, 20th game tonight. He's been on the opening day with the Woodpeckers since the opening day roster. 4-7 record and a 3.45 ERA. And here comes the 1-1. Slider, bounce back towards the mound. Dombrowski fields it, runs towards first. Underhand flips to Ferreras, who's cut off the bag for a moment, but he gets back over there, and they combine to put out Gilarte on the 1-3. So one gone in the sixth. Tayden Hall coming up. Manuel Urias, the starter, will not factor into the decision tonight. Five innings, three hits, and three runs all earned on the three-run home run from Luke Adams in the first inning. Carolina has just one base hit since that point. Urias walked 2, struck out 7, and now turns the ball over to the New Jersey native, Trey Dombrowski. First pitch slider falls into Tayden Hall, and it is strike 1.
Urias certainly earned that no decision tonight after the rough start.
And the next pitch is fouled backwards and into the screen. So nothing and 2. Tayden Hall with a walk and a strikeout. He scored on the Adams bomb in the first. Left-on-left matchup as Dombrowski with his high black socks out there on the mound. Motions, pitches, and missed outside. 1-2. Dombrowski's given up 34 earned runs, 71 total hits. The home run been an issue for him, 11 big flies given up. The 27 walks along with those 106 Ks. 1-2 is tipped foul.
And I know that the Woodpeckers recently faced Carolina early last month with Dombrowski on the mound, but this is a Mudcats team that is hitting extremely well against lefties. 276 in the last month. Big-time test for Dombrowski here in a tie ball game.
Another 1-2, and that time it's held on to by Guilmette behind the plate. A slider tipped by Hall for strike three. And there's two quick outs for Trey Dombrowski. Mentioned that combined average. Opposing hitters hitting 214 collectively this year against Dombrowski. Hall strikes out. Eighth strikeout for Fayetteville pitching, and here comes Luke Adams. And time is called by Adams, who steps out of the box, goes down to a knee, and rubs some dirt into the batting gloves so he can better grip that bat. Luke Adams with his 10th home run in the first inning, RBIs 42, 43, 44. And he takes strike one on a good breaking ball. Against left-handed pitching this year, Adams is pretty solid. He's batting 316. Only one of his home runs, though, one of his nine, have come against a lefty. And he takes down to the dirt. It is one ball and one strike. Eight RBIs, and he's drawn 19 walks. Only six strikeouts against left-handers as well. Six of his 66 strikeouts. 1-1. He checks on a high one, a little outside as well, and held the hands. It's two balls and one strike. I think even more so than the average, only those six strikeouts against left-handed pitching is really impressive. He puts the ball in play pretty much every time. A little extra bat activity for Adams. He swings and hits it well, but playable right center. Fisher having trouble finding it. It's in the gap, and it's down off to his right. It landed about 25 feet away from him. Adams trying to go to third. Here's the cutoff throw, and it is not in time. Adams will come away with a triple after the lights play tricks on the Fayetteville outfield. Cam Fisher just never saw it. He was sturdy the entire way, and it landed shallow and to his right. And I don't know if Lofton ever saw it either, because he never really came forward to it on his left, and it's the time of the night where it's kind of gray skies above head and can disguise a baseball. So a tough break. Adams will be credited with a triple along with his home run. Seven total bases tonight for the Carolina cleanup man. And now Trey Dombrowski trying to put it behind him and focus on Cibrian. He delivers strike one on a fastball. Nothing and one on the Carolina catcher, who has grounded out to, or popped out to short, also struck out swinging. The 0-1. And a wave and a miss. Good changeup.
Trey's showing some good mental fortitude after seeing a ball drop like that. Can be frustrating as a pitcher, but comes right back, throws two really good pitches away to a guy like Cibrian, who really loves to pull the ball and has a lot of pop behind that bat to do so. And see if he keeps the ball away from the righty here.
Cibrian calls for time. He has a really good average against lefties, batting 387 against southpaws. The 0-2. It's down to the dirt and blocked by Guilmette. Cibrian with a total of 12 hits in 31 at-bats against lefties. And he's also left the yard three times. Against the lefty, Trey Dombrowski faces a 1-2 count with two outs. And here's the pitch. Bouncing ball left side should end the inning. It's played by Matthews. A step and a throw to first is offline, but Ferreras bails off the bag, drops the tag in the baseline, and gets the out. Pascanel Ferreras, a middle infielder in college, first pro start at first base tonight, and he saves a run with his glove work. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth inning. We remain tied 3-3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. shaking they boobies like Congo, man. I'm shaking the city like Quake. Yeah. Haters blow in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm making the cake, so let's bake. Yeah. I'm taking the game's mine. Yeah, I witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack raps, daylight save the time.
Fans, this Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Turn the game for the Mudcats. Number 18, Chase Costello. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 21, Cam Fisher.
Back with you in downtown Fayetteville in a tied 3-3 game. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey with you. Cam Fisher leads it off and takes strike one from the new Carolina right-hander. They also turn to their bullpen in the sixth. It is Chase Costello for the second time in this series. And he will be the new pitcher of record behind Will Rudy, the starter. No decisions for both starters tonight as Fisher chases one low. And it's 1-1. The 6-1 record for Costello. He has a really solid 2.85 ERA tonight, pitching in his 20th game out of the Carolina bullpen. All 20 games in relief, has a save and one opportunity this year. 35 strikeouts over 47 and a third, and 14 total walks are allowed. Fisher swings and tips it to the screen on the one-strike pitch, and it's now a two-strike count on Fisher. He'll be followed by Ryan Johnson and then Garrett Gilmet. The 4, 5, and 6 of the order taking on the new Carolina right-hander. Trey Dombrowski working around a unfortunate triple in the last inning, stranding the go-ahead runner at third. Next pitch off the plate away. And it's 1-2. Costello picked up a win his last time out against Columbia. That was on July 25th. He went 3 1/3 as the ground ball's pulled right side. Well struck, but right to Guillarte. And the toss over to first gets Gilmet. And, you know, he pitched more recent than that. He pitched in the game that was concluded on Tuesday from the suspended contest on July 9th. So that goes down as a July 9th game for him. But he got the win. And that made it technically three straight games where Costello has recorded a winning decision. In that game on Tuesday, he went an inning and 2/3 and was given the lead in the bottom of the sixth with that go-ahead run. Closed out the Woodpeckers with a scoreless top of the seventh, and now pitches in another high-leverage spot tonight. After the Fisher ground out, Ryan Johnson in an 0-1 count. Here's the next pitch home, and he backs away from an inside fastball at 95. It is 1-1.
Still a really cool story, too. He was signed in February from the Boise Hawks of the Pioneer League. Other than being drafted by Milwaukee, had to earn his way on, and he has found a lot of success with the Mudcats.
Yeah, the Hawks, a former affiliated ball club when we still had rookie ball teams scattered around the country. Now everything reserved to the spring training complexes. One ball and two strikes on Ryan Johnson. Bases empty, one away. Tied 3-3 game. And the pitch is off the plate outside. Costello went to a fastball. He is a 23-year-old, stands 6'4" out on the hill, originally born in Pompano Beach, Florida. Two-two foul back. And Ryan Johnson keeps the battle going. A single and a run for Johnson in the three-run fourth inning. Carolina led 3-0 up until that point on the Luke Adams home run, and then a bases-loaded walk and a throwaway at second base on an attempted double play ball brought home two more. Will Rudy's final line, the Carolina starter, has him at three total runs allowed, but just two of them earned. Couple of walks, five strikeouts today, and two hits given up over his five-inning start. 2-2, kick and pitch. Johnson fouls it away. Three runs on two base hits. That's all for the Woodpeckers. The Johnson single and Luis Baez single back in the first. Here it comes, another two-strike offering and a line drive out to right, slicing towards Avina, and he makes the catch. A couple of steps over to his right. That ball moved towards him. It kind of gravitated towards his glove, and now Johnson back in the dugout as the second out of the inning. It brings up Garrett Gilmet. Probably still thinking about that home run that wasn't the other day when Kalan Nicasia in right field scaled the wall, brought one back, took away what would have been Gilmet's first pro homer. Fastball down and inside, and it is 1-0.
It gives him a chance to get that goal tonight in front of a lot more fans on this Friday night at Segra Stadium.
Trying to give the Woodpeckers their first lead. A ground ball pulled to third. It is scooped into the belt of Arenamo. Firm throw across to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 sixth for Chase Costello. The Woodpeckers go down quietly, and we are moving to the final third of our ball game. The seventh inning coming up, tied up 3-3. Woodpeckers and Mudcats continues in a moment.
Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers love to celebrate birthdays with our fans each game. Take a look at the scoreboard and cheer if you are celebrating tonight.
The land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours.
And it looks like we have a special birthday in attendance tonight. Let's send it down to T. Bright with the birthday boy.
Oh, yeah, I've got the birthday boy. This is Connor, everybody. And Connor is 9 years old. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Connor. All right, Connor. So we practiced this just for you, okay? You guys know what to do. We're going to sing happy birthday to Connor. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Indeed, it is a national holiday, so you guys celebrated well. I like those chains. Happy birthday. All right.
Very good. All
right. So run me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Run me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski.
My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number 9, Jace Avina.
It is the top of the seventh inning. Trey Dombrowski back out to work, and let's send it back over to Colin in this tie game for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Chappie. 3-3 the score. First pitch to Avina is fouled back. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Three runs in the top of the first for the Carolina Mudcats. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Avina, a chopper to third, picked up on a hop by Johnson. His high throw is over everybody and hits the railing of the dugout. Ricochets back into right field. Fisher will pick it up, no advance. But Avina is aboard. And the go-ahead run on for the Mudcats to begin the seventh.
Well, when you're right behind the bag there up along the chalk line, you know you have to give the throw a little bit extra. Looked like the elbow might have dropped a little bit for him, and the throw sailed as a result. But Johnson's got a strong arm as a catcher, plenty enough to get it there, but that time it just came out a little funny.
It's an E5 on Johnson. First error of the ball game for Fayetteville. Yadier Arenamo, first pitch swinging and fouls it to the right. Dombrowski, Carolina League leader in earned run average coming into tonight, qualifying starters with a 3.45 on the year. is 0-1, and Arenamo tags it. Deep right field. Fisher going back. He won't get there. It lands on the base of the wall. Throw comes in from center, Lofton. No throw to the plate, and pumping the brakes at second base. Arenamo, he gets back with a go-ahead RBI double. The Mudcats are back in front. It's 4-3. So that error from Johnson, looming large, comes across the score nearly instantly.
Yeah, Ricky Rivera likes to refer to those as RCIs, runs coached in. Victor Esteves getting aggressive down there at third. Even with that cutoff throw arriving to Williams, he knew he had a speedy guy in Avina, sent him around and helped give his dugout the lead with that aggressive windmill as the coach.
So that run in, not charged to Dombrowski, but he is now on the hook. And he'll try to keep it at one. The runner at second. Still no outs, and the switch hitter, Kalen Nicasia. Batting from the right side for the first time, 1-for-2, but he is way out in front of the changeup from Dombrowski. Look around some of the scores in the Carolina League. Right now in the top of the eighth in nearby Kinston, North Carolina, the Downeast Wood Ducks lead it 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Myrtle Beach just getting on the board. They've been threatening in this eighth inning, trying to cut away at the Wood Ducks' deficit. A swing and a miss, and Nicasia down on strikes for the first out of the seventh. Much needed for Dombrowski. He picks up his second K. Arenamo still at second. Bring up Brady Mercado. The Charleston River Dogs, who led 2-0 in the early going, they have lost that lead to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the fifth inning, it is 3-2, Kannapolis. As Dombrowski bluffs a pickoff to second before the first pitch to Mercado, who's 0-for-2. Up north, the Delmarva Shorebirds trying to end an 8-game losing streak. They're in a good spot, 7-4 the lead after 3 against the Lynchburg Hillcats. A late swing, and Mercado is behind 0-1. Another game in action right now, a battle of the South Division rivals. Bottom six, it is Augusta 5, Columbia 1. Green Jackets a half game behind. Going into the night, half game back of the Woodpeckers for that last spot. Breaking ball, misses inside. I believe those two teams are playing a doubleheader today, if I'm not mistaken. Arenamo, decent leadoff of second. He's held on by Williams, and he's on the move. Dombrowski comes home, misses down and in, throw down, close tag. But Johnson can't get it in on Arenamo in time. He has stolen third. Moves up an extra 90 feet, big insurance run. Can now come in on a wild pitch or a fly ball, and that'll prompt the Fayetteville infield to creep in a little bit. A nod from Dombrowski, the pitch. Breaking ball foul tipped off the catcher, Garrett Guilmette. Battery of Guilmette and Dombrowski, both former Cape Leaguers. Guilmette with the Orleans Firebirds. Dombrowski playing at the same time as him in 2021 with the Harwich Mariners. Those two teams actually squaring off in the Cape League playoffs as we speak. First round underway tonight up in Massachusetts. Pitch in the dirt, and it's a full count now on Mercado. Dombrowski winning the 2021 Pitcher of the Year award with Harwich. Garrett Guilmette the following year named as the Sportsmanship Award winner for Orleans. So both of those guys picking up hardware in their summers at the Cape. Payoff pitch, chopper coming home, throwing on the run. Ferraris the tag at the plate, not in time. Yadier Arenamo just slides in to beat the tag from Guilmette. It is a fielder's choice. Mercado brings home the insurance run. It is 5-3. And it did look like he just got that foot in there. Crowd not a fan of the call, however.
Yeah, it looked like that right foot might have just barely gotten under the tag. And that's just an aggressive slide, and knowing that there's going to be a play at the plate if you're Arenamo. Close.
So two runs in the inning, 5-3 the score. Dombrowski picks off. The throw is late, though, and the tag, it comes out of the mitt of Williams. Safely into second, Mercado, as he steals the bag. And the Mudcats running with a lot of confidence on this Fayetteville defense in the seventh inning. So runner back in scoring position, still only one out. Leadoff man Gregory Barrios has yet to see a pitch. 0-3 tonight with two strikeouts. And he waves at a slider down and in. And most recent run is charged to Dombrowski, so two in against him, one of them earned. It's the error by Johnson, the start of the inning. Throwing error that allowed Avina to reach base. And then the RBI double from Yadier Arenamo, who scored a few moments later to make it 5-3. Foul tipped by Barrios. Carolina trying to pull back even in this series. It's been back and forth. The Woodpeckers won the opener on Tuesday night. Carolina evened it with a win Wednesday. Woodpeckers walk it off last night. Carolina in the driver's seat late tonight. Bounce foul, and Barrio stays alive. Venezuela native, still just 19 years old. Acquired in the month of January of 2021 through international free agency. Spent last year in the Complex League. Mercado on the move. Throw is high, and he has stolen the base over at third. Nearly came off the bag with a collision with Johnson. Brady Mercado up to third base. Third stolen base of the inning for the Mudcats, the fifth tonight as a team. And we're still in the top of the seventh. Infield back in for Fayetteville. 2-2 count on Barrios. Dombrowski trying to get a big out here. Fades a breaking ball outside. It is 3-2. From the stretch, payoff pitch, fouled back. With five stolen bases in this game, the Mudcats have now equaled the most steals by an opponent against Fayetteville this year. Other team to do it was Down East back in April on the 25th in this ballpark. Dombrowski at the 3-2, hit on the ground, backhanded. The throw comes home again. It skipped in. A collision at the plate, and the run comes across to score. Dombrowski runs into the man coming across, Mercado. The throw back to second base. Barrios is there. Mercado, the big stare down over at Dombrowski, who was just trying to play the ball, but the third run in the inning comes home. Carolina has gotten their three-run lead back. It's 6-3.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Mercado needs to stare down Dombrowski for. I mean, it was a play at the plate where he's safe. He's walking back to the dugout, but he's right in the path of Dombrowski trying to chase down the ball, so don't stand around and stare down the pitcher. Just get back to the dugout. It's kind of been one of those odd nights tonight where, you know, Dombrowski has gotten balls put in play that are fairly routine, nothing all that hard hit, but, you know, Adams has a fly ball die in the lights, and the Woodpeckers outfield loses track of it. And then in the seventh, you have a couple of close plays to the plate on ground balls that you're trying to get as a pitcher. It just hasn't gotten your way. The outs haven't been coming, and it's been a couple of, you know, just hustle plays from Carolina and the Woodpeckers defense, and they've gone the way of the Mudcats so far.
Yeah, great aggression from Arenamo to break home, and then moments ago, Mercado went right on contact despite it being hit hard at third. That extra head start made all the difference in the world. Daniel Guillarte takes a breaking ball for a strike. He is 1-for-3, singled and scored back in that first. Breaking ball low. Gilmet with the stop. He has been taking a beating back there in this inning. He had the collision at the plate. That'll happen when you got that throw coming in and Mercado sliding to the plate. Of course, you can't intentionally hit the catcher anymore, but at the same time, runner is allowed to have that path to go home. And it was just incidental contact there. It's 1-2. Runs have come in threes tonight at Segra Stadium. Three different three-run innings. Runner on the move. Strike three, swinging, throw down, tag from Johnson, and diving in on the back end safely with another stolen base. It's Gregory Barrios, the sixth of the game. Make it four in the inning. So Dombrowski gets his third strikeout. But again, Carolina will have another batter at the plate with a runner at third. Victor Estevez having his guys create chaos in this seventh. Taden Hall takes one upstairs. It's been a long inning pitch count-wise for Dombrowski. There is a right-hander starting to throw in case it continues further. Line drive up the middle, but right into the shifted Matthews. The shortstop throws, and the inning comes to a close. But Fayetteville surrenders three thanks to some aggressive base running by the Carolina Mudcats, who have now taken a three-run lead once again. We go to the seventh inning stretch. 6-3 Mudcats on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, Launch a Ball is back. Before the fireworks show, you'll be able to throw your numbered tennis ball onto the field to try and win a variety of prizes. Launch a Balls can be purchased at the fan information table directly inside the main gates. Balls are one for $1 or six for $5. Buy your Launch a Balls now. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Strother seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a lot louder. I, so it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Peckers, atta boy. On the mound for the Mudcats, Chase Costello. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 29, Jaron Williams.
Bottom third of the order for Fayetteville, trying to chip away at the new three-run deficit. And Fayetteville finds themselves in once again, 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning from Segra. Chase Costello, who was in the dugout for a long time, back on the mound for his second inning of work, but he finds himself in position to pick up his second victory already this week. Williams takes one outside, 1-1. Jaron Williams 0-for-1 so far. We did walk in a run in that three-run fourth inning for Fayetteville. He's also grounded out. Both of those ABs against starter Will Rudy, who went five innings. Williams pops it foul back. Williams, the first Toledo Rocket taken by the Houston Astros in the draft since 1996. So it's been a while since that school's had representation within the Astros organization. And Williams strikes out swinging, seven in a row set down, make it eight for Carolina pitching, and four in a row start the outing for Costello. That's his first strikeout. And Pascanel Ferreras will try to end that trend. Reached on a fielder's choice that ended up bringing in two runs in the fourth inning. Takes a close pitch from Costello, called a ball. Ferreras takes it outside. Costello attended three different schools during his college career, Louisiana State being one of them. Was a Tiger for a couple of seasons. Also was at Stetson for the 2021 season. There's a called strike. From Coral Springs, Florida. Went to Pompano Beach High School down in the Sunshine State. Ferreras fouls it back, 2-2. He's also at St. Thomas University right in Miami. Two balls, two strikes on Ferreras, the Western Carolina would-be senior if he stuck around for another year, but wrapped up his junior year this spring. 2-2 outside, and his name called in the 2023 draft, the very last name called. 5th chance to play in his first reps in the pro level. In the same state where he went to school. Ferreras on the ground to second. Guillarte, two down. Ground balls keep coming, even after Will Rudy has exited the ball game. Chase Costello doing more of the same, keeping the ball down against these Woodpeckers and getting those easy ground ball outs.
Yeah, you know, only 6 strikeouts. You say that in the 7th inning, you assume you're going to have some base hits sprinkled in, but a lot of stuff hit right to fielders, a lot of ground balls. So, you know, the breaking ball has been working well for Rudy and Costello tonight, getting that contact at the infield.
Just 2 hits for Fayetteville in the ball game. A single from Luis Baez in the first, and then one from Ryan Johnson in the fourth. 5 hits on the other side for Carolina to go along with their 6 runs. Often caught out in front with the off speed. Tough night for Jackson, 0-2 thus far. Stello exclusively from the stretch. And he gets another swing and a miss. Certainly not looking like a guy that had to play in the Pioneer League to get within a major league organization. That off speed has been very tough for right-handed batters to pick up over the 2 games that we've seen Chase Costello pitching. Talk about seizing the opportunity that he's gotten within the Milwaukee Brewers org. Lofton lays off the slider down and away this time. Be in line for the victory. Trey Dombrowski right now on the losing side of things. Trying to avoid what would be his 8th loss of the year. The 2-2. Check swing, Lofton holds back. A big base runner if Jackson Lofton can reach with his speed, 2 outs. The top of the order coming up, Bryce Matthews on deck. He would be followed by Baez. Pitch number 30 from Costello ends the inning. Nasty changeup, and Lofton swings over the top of it. 6 in a row step down for Costello. The Woodpeckers have been retired 10 in a row going back to the 5th inning. And we are on our way to the 8th. Carolina 6, Fayetteville 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
With the disease here in North Carolina and their 356,000 caregivers, head over to the resources table on the first base side of the concourse to meet Lisa, walk manager Victoria Huggins, and volunteers from the Walk to End Alzheimer's Fayetteville Planning Committee for more information about Walk Day on October 28th. All right, fans, it's time for Alzheimer's Awareness Trivia. Let's send it down to T. Bright with our contestant.
All right, we've got Jack here. He is new to the area. This is his first game, first time. Yes. All right, so here we go. Alzheimer's trivia. You're going to look at the board. Multiple choice, we hope. Yep, there we go. Okay. What is the official awareness color of Alzheimer's? What do you think?
It's got to be purple.
Purple. He's going with purple. Yes. All right. Good, good, good. All right, next. How many North Carolinians are currently living with Alzheimer's? 50K, 180K, or 300K? What do you think?
Tamika, I'm going to go with 50,000.
Okay, he's going with A, or the first one. Ah, 180. Okay, but not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. All right, here we go. One more? Okay. What is the world's largest fundraiser for Alzheimer care support and research? And you know what? I got glasses and I can't read those choices, so we're going to go with A, B, or C. What do you think? Was that saying A? Walk to end Alzheimer's. That's what that said.
Tamika, I'm going to go with A.
Yeah, let's go with that one. All right, good. He got him. Way to go, Jack. Let's give it up for him. Yes, way to go. And welcome to Fayetteville.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 28.
On this Friday night from downtown Fayetteville, Trey Dombrowski back on the mound, Luke Adams at the plate. And to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play with the score 6-3 Carolina, it's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Again, the Woodpeckers play a late ball game where they trail. But tonight, a bigger mountain to climb. They were down 2-1 yesterday going into the ninth inning. Down 3, though, a game-high 3-run deficit, which Carolina had over the first 3 innings. They had a 3-0 lead thanks to this guy, Adams, and his 3-run big fly, 10th home run of the year. And here comes the 1-1. He takes on the inside corner just off of the plate with a changeup. 2-1. Adams had a kind of a lucky triple in the sixth on a fly ball that was lost in the lights. Fisher never found it, and it landed in the right center field grass. Now he flies back towards Fisher. A chance at redemption as he started back, strolls forward, makes a running grab, and that is the first out of the eighth inning. Luke Adams had the two hardest out of the way with the cycle, but won't officially go on cycle watch today. He is back at the dugout, 2-for-4, and it brings up Jose Cibrian, who is 0-for-3 in the 5 spot. He's the only Mudcat to not reach base tonight. And he takes ball one, low and inside on a slider. A pop out to short, a strikeout, and a ground out to short. Next pitch down and in. And it is 1-1. Dombrowski hasn't really been hit hard, but just a couple of fielder's choices, a pair of close plays at the plate, neither have gone the way of Fayetteville. Next pitch, fastball fouled back. And it's 2-1 on Cibrian. Trey Dombrowski pitching in his 20th game in the Carolina League today. Now a top 30 prospect in the system. And a chopper foul left side. Gets it back to 2-2. He just felt like the numbers that he had been putting up this year, eventually he was going to crack a prospect list, whether through an update. And he ends up getting into the top 30 after Ryan Clifford and Drew Gilbert are traded. 2-2 pitch home, and a high fastball just missed. It is now full on Cibrian, 3-2. A nod of the head and the motion home. He struck out swinging. Fastball gets Cibrian. Dombrowski went right back to it, worked it to the outside of the plate. Cibrian was under it, and there's two away. 11 strikeouts now for Fayetteville pitching between Urias and Dombrowski. That's the fourth for Trey. Urias caged 7 over a season-high five-inning start. And now here is Jay Savina. Team home run leader, swings and misses the first one, 0-1. Savina's reached on a walk and then also an error. He reached on that high throw from Johnson in the last inning. Takes another cut through. Good changeup at 85, drifting in for Trey. And it's 0-2, trying for a quick 1-2-3 inning. Would it be his first 1-2-3 frame of the night if he can get Avina here? Right-handed hitter calls for time, steps out for a moment. And now Trey trying to put him away with a 0-2 pitch. It sails up and outside. 1-2. Woodpeckers will have the top of their order. Matthews, Baez, and Whitaker batting in the bottom of the inning. Trey misses up high and outside again with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes on Jay Savino. 11th home run of the year coming last night. Solo home run in the second inning. 35th RBI to go along with it. Hits with the bases empty, and a pitch clock violation is called on the batter. They say that Avina was not set and ready by the 8-second mark. Automatic third strike, and the inning is over. A pitch clock strikeout for Dombrowski, and the Woodpeckers strolling back to the dugout. We're heading to the bottom of the 8th inning. Avina conferencing with his manager, and it's a 6-3 score with the Woodpeckers coming to bat when we return.
Start of the 9th inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. For the Mudcats, Chase Costello. Leading off the bottom of the 8th inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 6, Bryce Matthews.
The Woodpeckers down 6-3 in the bottom of the 8th inning, and Bryce Matthews leading it off, hitting the first ball hard towards third, knocked down by Arenado along the line. He gathers, steps, throws to first, and gets Matthews by a couple of steps. It's one of those nights where the hard contact again is finding Carolina fielders. Arenado, a good job on that play, guarding the line first and foremost. Good position to start that play, and then lunged off to his backhand side, kept it in front, stuck with the play. You have only moments to gather there with the speed of Matthews, but he got it done. And there's one quick out on one pitch for Chase Costello in the bottom of the 8th inning. Now it's Luis Baez taking inside with a slider. It is 1-0. Baez and Whitaker will get a chance in this inning. Matthews now 0-for-3 with the hit by pitch earlier. Baez 1-for-3, a single in the first, which stands as one of just two Fayetteville base hits. They don't have a hit since the fourth. That was when Ryan Johnson singled. All three Woodpeckers runs came home in that fourth inning, but tip of the cap to Will Rudy and so far Chase Costello, who's retired 7 in a row for really limiting these Woodpeckers' bats. Here comes the kick on the 1-1. Baez swings and got under it. A fly ball out to right. Avina started back, now drifts forward, does a semicircle, and eventually makes the grab for out number 2. I think he might have lost that one in the lights a little bit as well. It's a little hazy tonight, a little foggy with some of the weather that was in the area earlier in the day. It's tough for the ball to travel on a night like tonight as well. Kind of thick air and not a lot of breeze to speak of. Tyler Whitaker into the right side. Two outs, bottom 8, 6-3 Carolina. And the first pitch to Whitaker is a fastball for strike 1. Hitless night for Whitaker. 0-for-2, hit by pitch. And the ground out to third and a fly out to right. 0-1 coming in and almost clipped Whitaker. He was grazed on the hand with the pitch in the first and was almost struck again. 36 pitches as Costello tries to close 3 perfect innings, trying to retire every batter of the Woodpeckers lineup, and he gets Whitaker to cut through his slider. It's 1-2.
And Chappie, if you told me at the start of this game that this lineup would only have 2 hits deep into the 8th inning, I'd say it'd be pretty crazy. I thought this would be a lineup that really put together a big, strong outing, but tons of credit to Rudy and Costello. They have silenced those bats.
Yeah, for a lot of the guys, it was the first time seeing Rudy this year. Fayetteville scored a lot of earned runs against him. And Whitaker strikes out swinging, a fastball to the outside at 92. And that ends a 1-2-3 frame for the Woodpeckers. No doubt a little frustration in that dugout as they try and figure it out at the plate. But that is now a stretch of 13 straight Woodpeckers that have been retired as we head to the ninth inning. Carolina holding a 6-3 advantage.
Number one for music, money, and fun. At this time, all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch must clear their areas. We hope that you all enjoy tonight's spectacular fireworks show following the game. Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Miss Monica Heuer. Monica Heuer was promoted to Chief Warrant Officer 2 tonight. Monica has served as 1st Special Forces Command, 82nd Airborne, and 18th Airborne Corps for 16 years active duty. She has a master's degree from American Military University in Sports and Health Science. Fans, put your hands together for the newly crowned Warrant Officer 2, Miss Monica Heuer. She said 3? Okay, I'm sorry.
And they can't take that.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number 2, Yadier Arellanamo.
First pitch of the ninth inning misses outside to Yadier Arellanamo from lefty Trey Dombrowski. Trey getting ready to face the bottom of the order. Arellanamo, Nicasia, and Mercado in this 6-3 game. We were tied at 3 going into the seventh, but Carolina scored 3 runs on an RBI double and 2 RBI fielder's choices. 2-0 the count, the pitch home. Arellanamo foul tips it and clipped. Guillemette on the backswing. Garrett will need a moment to shake that one off. What tonight's result means in the standings? Well, we look elsewhere around the Carolina League. Charleston leads Kannapolis tonight 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. A Charleston win tonight, a Woodpeckers loss would drop Fayetteville to 8 games back of first place. Tonight's game 100 of the regular season, 32 games to go, so every win starting to become more and more important. Fayetteville wants to make a run. Line drive, left center field. That's trouble. It is down and will roll towards the track. Whitaker circles around, comes up, throwing to second base. Arellanamo dives into the bag, and he's in with a double. Second double of the game for Yadier Arellanamo. He doubled home a run in the seventh, and in the next inning, he comes up with another one. And that's the fourth extra base hit tonight for Carolina. A home run, a triple, pair of doubles.
He's got a heck of a motor, too, Yadier Arellanamo. Every single time he's looking for two, almost reminds me of Jaron Duran at the major league level. Anything in the outfield, you got to get that ball in quickly or else Arellanamo will take that extra base.
So his season double count continues to climb. Kalan Nicasia is the new batter in, batting from the right side against the lefty Dombrowski, switch hitter. A look down to second base, and Dombrowski's pitch, a slider that gets him to cut through. And it is 1-1.
I think Arellanamo's also a guy who's overdue for promotion. He's hit over 300 after a tough April. Since May 1st, he's hitting over 310 now on the season since that point.
Dombrowski picks up the leg, spins around, looks the runner back. Arellanamo now with the 13 doubles. That's just 2 back of the team leader, Luke Adams, who has 15. 1 back of Gregory Barrios, 14. But Arellanamo's up that season average close to 300 now with his 2-hit day. Nicasio takes this fastball outside. It's 2-1. Dombrowski's at 64 pitches, and that Fayetteville bullpen does have a little bit of stirring out there. Next pitch, down and in. Dombrowski fell off the right side of the mound and might have lost balance a little bit on that delivery. So three balls and one strike. Nicasio singled in the fifth inning. Again, only Cibrian, Jose Cibrian, the one Mudcat who has not reached base. Eight of the nine starters have. Off of second base, Arenamo. And the pitch is up high, ball four. Nicasio draws the walk. And the first two Carolina hitters reach. Dombrowski will face Rady Mercado with a force at all bags. Elsewhere around the league tonight, you have Lynchburg trailing Delmarva 7-4 in a North Division game. Lynchburg trying to gain ground on these Mudcats with one four in a row, but looks like that short win streak might be in a little bit of jeopardy. Mercado rolled in a run with a fielder's choices last time, squares to bunt, and the first pitch misses up high and outside for ball one. Augusta leads Columbia 6-2. That game is midway through the eighth inning. Looks like the Green Jackets are going to grab a win and maybe leapfrog the Woodpeckers by half a game in the standings. Next pitch popped up. First base side foul territory. Ferreras gives it a look, but it will land into the crowd. So 1-1 on Mercado. Fredericksburg defeats Salem tonight. 8-2 the final score. A big headline in the Carolina League tomorrow will be the debut of Dylan Cruz, the second overall selection from this year's big league draft out of LSU. 1-1, and a tip into the mid. One ball and two strikes. So you have Paul Skeens, who has not debuted yet as a pro, who went number one, and then Dylan Cruz, his LSU teammate, assigned to Fredericksburg and getting ready to play tomorrow. First and second, the runners aboard. With nobody out in the top of the ninth, the runner breaking for third, and Nubber out in front of the plate. It's barehanded by Guilmette. Pumps a throw to third, gets it towards the bag, and it's not going to be an out. Arenamo dives back in time.
I think Johnson actually missed the tag there. I think he dove just underneath it. Tough angle for Brandon Schmidt. I think he did get that one right, though.
Yeah, Johnson just off of the bag, tried to hustle back, and Guilmette delivered the throw pretty accurately, but just another one of those wacky plays on the infield, those close plays on the diamond that Trey Dombrowski hasn't been able to get an out from. A couple plays at the plate in the seventh didn't go his way, and now Woodpecker's unable to get the leading runner. Bases loaded, another slow roller up along that third baseline, and it'll get foul. It will be a fielder's choice for Mercado, his second of the game.
That's now three fielder's choices that have been detrimental to Trey Dombrowski in this ballgame.
They're actually playing a doubleheader tonight in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats won game one, and they lead game two, 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Barrios in an 0-1 count. Carolina leadoff hitter takes it down and inside. That kicks away from Guilmette. Rolling to the backstop, and Arenamo comes in to score. It is now 7-3. As a wild pitch brings home another Carolina insurance run, everybody else advances. Nicasio to third, Mercado to second. And that'll kill the force in the process as well.
Frustrating ball game all around for Fayetteville.
Barrios is driven in a run with a fielder's choice. He is 0-4 and rounds this one over towards the right side. Williams picks it up, throws to first, gets the out, but another run home. Nicasio crosses, and it's now 8-3. A two-run ninth for the Mudcats. Mercado advances to third base. And Barrios will pick up his second RBI of this game on the first out of the inning, and here comes the skipper, Ricky Rivera. Trey Dombrowski struts off, shakes the hand of his catcher, and Woodpeckers will go to the bullpen. So kind of a tough luck day for Trey Dombrowski. Got a lot of stuff on the infield, but outs did not result. And Ian Fogle will try and get the final couple of outs of this ninth inning when we return. 8-3, the new score. Carolina up big.
It makes it easier. Easier to bear.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Ian Fogle.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cock back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, easy and hope. Where the hell you been? Talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these. To the drumming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this dipping up again.
The runner on third base and one out coming to the plate for the Mudcats. The second baseman, number 5, Daniel Gilardi.
Ian Fogle is out of the Woodpeckers bullpen. And his first pitch home to right-handed batter Daniel Gilarte is inside for ball one. Carolina has added two more runs in this top of the ninth on a wild pitch and an RBI groundout. Gilarte today 1-for-4 with a single and a run. Fogo's pitch down and in. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Ian Fogle comes in with a 3-2 record and a 4.70 ERA in 24 games. The Woodpeckers have used him a little more as a middle reliever, adding some length to his outings of recent, but today just a spot to get out of the ninth. Pop-up behind the first base bag, drifting along the right field line. Fisher sprinting over, but it lands into the netting. And it's a strike on Gilarte. Fogle in 4 games last season with the Woodpeckers, tail end of the year, 25 this season, so game number 29 of his Carolina League career today. He has 3 saves and 4 opportunities, but pitches with a big deficit. 2 balls, 1 strike, man at third with 1 away. And a breaking ball slipped, misses high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Fogle's on the mound for the second time in this series. He pitched on August 1st. That was on Wednesday. And went 2 scoreless, riding a nice little scoreless streak at the moment. And a pop fly right side that will drift towards the stands again. A foul ball. And that fills up the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scoreless streak at a season high 7 2/3 innings entering today for the former college ball player out of Lenoir Ryan here in North Carolina. A third is Mercado. The 3-2 pitch strikes him out swinging. Gilarte goes down on a high fastball. 94 miles an hour for Ian Fogle. And out number 2 on the 12th strikeout. The 13th make it for Fayetteville pitching in this game. Second by Gilarte and now Taden Hall. That's with 2 outs for Carolina. No runs for the Woodpeckers since their 3-run bottom of the 4th. And Carolina 3 outs away on the defensive end from evening up this series going into Saturday night. Last week, the Woodpeckers won the first 2 games of the series against Down East, but then scuffled to get another one. They lost 3 in a row, were able to split the series on Sunday. Breaking ball missed inside. And they're looking for that midweek win still at home, Colin, to try and split a series early, and then that's how you win your series going into the weekend. Grab those wins on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Here comes the 2-0. And a pop fly left side. That'll get fouled.
Yeah, coming off a back-to-back series in which Fayetteville is split 3-3 against Lynchburg on the road. And last week, 3-3 with Down East Wood Ducks.
Tough game for Asheville tonight in High A. They lost 7-0 to Greensboro. Next pitch fouled back into the screen. Fago gets it to 2-2, a strike away from getting his lineup back to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. On the mound today, Nick Swanson looked really good. 5 scoreless innings, 8 strikeouts. His best high A start, but then the bullpen gave up all 7 runs. Franny Cobos allowed 5 of them. Curveball drifts outside. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Taden Hall. Full count, Luke Adams standing on deck. On the offensive end today, not much going for the Tourists. They had 5 hits from 5 different players. Zach Cole went 1-for-4 with a single. Next one, line drive, punched foul left side.
And Nashville's seeing, starting to see some of those top prospects, 2023 prospects, heading their direction. First one up there now, Austin Deming.
Out of BYU. 10th rounder, right?
That's right.
3-2 pitch again, and he struck him out. A low fastball gets Taden Hall. Ian Fago out of the pen, strikes out a couple and extends that scoreless streak. A season high 8 1/3 innings without allowing a run this year. Dominating stuff as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Carolina adds 2 more, and 8-3 the score, with the Woodpeckers down to their final 3 outs.
And it's rally time.
I believe we will face everything. It's not how you fall, it's how you get back up. And what don't kill us make us stronger, boy. Bet that love, take a swing at us. You better hit hard, cause when we swing back, it's like, oh God. It's time to knuckle up, knuckle up and fight hard. Now let's all buckle up and fight hard. Que lo bendiga a toda tu familia, mi amigo, se parte mandito. Vamos darle duro este video.
Leading off the, I believe, bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 21, Cam Fisher.
Well, the Woodpeckers down to their final 3 outs tonight. They're down by 5 runs, 8-3. Cam Fisher leads it off against the right-hander Chase Costello, and he's trying to close his night with 4 scoreless in relief. 9 up, 9 down. He's through 3 perfect so far. And as the first pitch is fouled off, Cam Fisher in an 0-1 count. Fayetteville hitters have been retired 13 straight, going back to a fielder's choice from Ferreras in the fourth inning. Include the fielder's choice 14 in a row. You have to find Jaron Williams when he walked in the previous at bat of that fourth inning. But all 3 Fayetteville runs came back, tied the game in the fourth, but all Mudcats since. And a ground ball pulled out towards second base. Into the mitt of Guillarte, and his short throw to first retires Cam Fisher. An 0-for-3 day with a walk and a run for the Carolina, for the Fayetteville cleanup man. Here comes Ryan Johnson. We were working around the Astros affiliate scoreboard last we left you. And tonight in the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks are on the road against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And they lead 4-1.
First pitch strike to Johnson.
Lo Profito, another home run. He's got, I think, two in his last three games.
I think he's up to, 18 on the year with a solo home run in the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Jordan Brewer also hit a home run today. Former Woodpecker from 2021. He hit his fifth of the season. Will Wagner was also activated from a rehab assignment today and reassigned to Double-A, so he's back with the hooks. And there's a tapper that gets the foot of Cibrian and keeps the count at 0-2 on Ryan Johnson. A 1-for-3 day for the eighth round pick. Single and a run in the fourth inning. One of just two Fayetteville hits. Woodpeckers without a base hit since that single. And Chase Cassello trying to make it 11 in a row, set down. Ground ball pulled foul left side.
They got someone in that Carolina dugout deep on the far end. Hopefully he's all right.
A couple more runs have just scored on a two-run home run by Jordan Brewer. That was the home run that he just hit, and it was actually an inside-the-park home run. Two-run inside-the-park home run tonight for Jordan Brewer. That got it to a 6-1 game, so we'll scan Twitter and check out the highlight postgame. 1-2 with one out. Another pitch to Johnson is called strike three on the outside corner. Caught looking at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, and Johnson is the ninth strikeout victim tonight for the Woodpeckers lineup, but it's now 11 in a row set down by Chase Cassello.
Yeah, this is maybe the best relief performance we've seen in this ballpark by an opposing pitcher all season long. Cassello, tie ball game, he comes in and he's been locked in from the get-go.
Yep, he has been fantastic. 3 2/3, tie the longest out, or one run short actually of his one out short of his longest day of the year. Pitched four scoreless against Kannapolis not too long ago on July 21st, but today trying for four perfect. The 1-0 pitch to Garrett Gilmet is sent foul into the netting. 1-1.
Five perfect, two to end it. You include the final inning that Will Rudy pitched in the fifth.
Yep, Carolina pitching trying to retire the last 15 Woodpeckers to close out an 8-3 victory. 50th pitch of the day for Cassello incoming. And Gilmet fouls it off to Cibrian behind the plate. In a little bit of pain, but tries to tough it out. Woodpeckers down to their final strike. And a quick note from Sugar Land, where the Space Cowboys currently lead 3-2 over the Tacoma Rainiers in the bottom of the fifth from Constellation Field. Down to the final strike. 1-2 with the bases empty. Here's the kick, the pitch, and a strikeout of Gilmet to close down four perfect for Cassello and close down this ball game. Carolina pitching goes 15 up, 15 down, down the stretch of this one, and they win 8-3, a convincing W on this Friday night on the road for the Mudcats to even up the series going into Saturday night. Not much offense to speak of, just two hits in this game for the Woodpeckers as they drop their 55th game of the year to go to 45-55, 15-19 now in the second half. Carolina to 54-43, 21-13. We'll bring you more final totals and final numbers when we come back on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? I'm gonna get high.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back up to the Woodpeckers broadcast booth here for our postgame show. Thanks so much for being a part of our Friday night ball game. Unfortunately, the Woodpeckers tonight, they come back to tie the game. You like to see that comeback effort in the fourth inning, down 3-0 on the Luke Adams home run. But it was all Carolina bullpen from there forward, and a number of close plays on the infield that just didn't seem to go the way of the Woodpeckers tonight. Carolina pitching retires the last 15 Woodpeckers that they faced down the stretch. 15 up, 15 down, and Chase Costello with one of the best outings of his pro career. He retires 12 in a row to go on and get the victory tonight. Four perfect innings to lock up the second win this week for the Mudcats in the 8-3 final. So this series is all even going into tomorrow, two games apiece. That walk-off win proven to be a big one last night for Fayetteville. They still have a chance to split this series, win this series with wins on Saturday and Sunday. And tomorrow, 5:05 first pitch, the Woodpeckers will try and bounce back and try and get a little bit more offensive production in this one. They found ways to get on, whether it be walk, three hit-by-pitches tonight, which puts some free base runners on, but just two base hits altogether. An early single in that first inning by Luis Baez, and then the Ryan Johnson single in the fourth inning ended up being the final hit that the Woodpeckers lineup was able to produce tonight. So tomorrow we play a little bit earlier, 5:05 first pitch for our game five of the series. Saturday night baseball coming your way, and on the mound tomorrow for Fayetteville is Jose Guedes. He's projected to be off the injured list tomorrow. Start the game for the Woodpeckers, and right-hander Logan Henderson will be on the bump for Carolina. 2-2 with a 2.84 ERA. Again, first pitch at 5:05 in our pregame show. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network will be at 4:55 from up here in the booth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Don't go anywhere. We still got fireworks on the way. We've got some fun postgame activities for everybody as well here inside of the park. So stick around. Hope you enjoyed the action tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the broadcast booth. In the meanwhile, get home safely tonight, but enjoy the rest of your evening from Segra Stadium. Good night from the broadcast booth.
Okay. Fans, it's time for Launch a Ball. T. Bryant is down on the